This is an Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash production.
The Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313 with the Southwest Texans starts right now.
Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast, guys. I'm the Southwest Texan, Dede Cruz. My co-host, Greg DeMarc DeMarc. What's going on, brother? You excited for tonight? Because I am. We got a lot to promote, and we got a lot to do tonight. We got AEW Tag Team Capital Vices back on the show. We got Cruiserweight Champion Tanner Nix. We got Atlas Hightower, the challenger for the Cruiserweight Champion, the championship, man. I'm excited for tonight. What about you?
Whoa.
Greg?
What up?
Hello?
Greg is on the line.
Can you hear me?
Oh, okay.
Can you hear me?
Oh, now I can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know what happened. Yeah, I'm super excited. Cool. I'm excited for tonight. I'm excited to talk about tomorrow, and I'm excited for tomorrow at Play Atlantis. It's going to be a great show.
Play Atlantis, PWAS, Melvin W. Michigan, PWAS presents Summer of Champions, where all the championships will be on the line. You got the heavyweight champion, three-time heavyweight champion in PWAS, and Chuck Stein, the Dirty White Boy, will defend his championship against the Drag King, Logan. You got the Cruiserweight Core Champion, Tanner Nix, against Atlas Hightower. Will Atlas Hightower have what it takes to take the newly crowned Cruiserweight Champion's championship to become a three-time Cruiserweight Champion in itself? And then you got the Capital Vice. You got AEW Tag Team and Capital Vice themselves challenging for the PWAS Tag Team Championships against Hot and Beautiful. Not hot, Hot and Beautiful, guys. So it's going to be a hell of a show. So if you're in Michigan and you love pro wrestling and you love a great show in championship matches, Melvin Dell, Michigan, tomorrow night is where you want to be, at Play Atlantis. And Rated R Wrestling Podcast will be there. We'll be representing Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash. Man, we're going to have it all there tomorrow. So make sure you make your way out there.
Absolutely. It's definitely a don't miss show.
And also, you'll be able to buy your favorite PWAS wrestlers merch there. You'll be able to get merch from wrestlers such as the Tag Team Champions, Hot and Beautiful. You'll be able to get merch from the Guru himself, his new shirt. Man, if you love hippie kind of design T-shirts, man, you want to get the Guru because that's the intellect, the man of managers. And then you'll be able to get autographs and hang out with AEW Tag Team Capital Vices. Man, what a nice
for the
piece,
record,
like I said.
For the record, Greg DeMarc purchased the first Guru shirt. That's right.
We've
actually at
the
Pro Wrestling All Stars. And you got the second one.
No, yeah, don't mark that.
No,
Mark.
We
Come
got
on,
them
man.
First.
Don't do this on.
We
don't
got
do
them first, baby. We got
no,
them
no,
first,
no.
baby.
No, we did it at the same time, damn it. But anyways, but if you want to get the, if you as a fan want to get the first Guru shirt, it'll be there at Play Atlantis tomorrow. I'm telling you, it's one hell of a shirt. It's a must get. Any shirt that you get from any one of the pro, indie wrestlers that you're going to see tomorrow is going to be awesome.
Yeah, I love the design. I was fortunate enough, privileged enough to have actually seen it ahead of time, and actually the Rated R Wrestling Podcast seen it first. And yeah, definitely
you're
had
the
to
first, baby.
Order those up.
For sure, for sure. So, man, it's going to be one hell of a night. The tag Capital Vices are going to be on in less than about 9 minutes. About 8 minutes, they'll be on. And, man, it's going to be a fun night tonight, guys. We're going
to
have Atlas Hightower on the line and Tadamix on the line. Capital Vices are going
to
be on the line. The tag team champions decline. You know, we don't know what happened. So... yeah,
we
it's
will.
It's gonna be a great night.
The Atlas Hightower might be the best pure athlete in Pro Wrestling All Stars. That guy is definitely a special talent.
I agree with that. Atlas is great talent, man. He's got it all. He got the height. He's a part of the threat. So I mean, that just says it all.
Yeah,
that
Atlas
kind of
and Chuck. Atlas and Chuck stole the show at the last show there.
They did. I agree with that totally. For the PWAS Heavyweight Championship.
But and
Chuck
Stein
got the best of them that night,
Cruiser Corps Championship.
Let's see if Atlas can become a 3-time Cruiser Corps champion. Let's see if he can do it.
He's already the greatest Cruiser Corps champion of all time.
I agree.
And I think
his
size, athleticism, and his experience, I think Atlas Hightower comes out once again Cruiser Corps champion and still the greatest Cruiser Corps champion of all time.
So you think he's going to beat Tanner next, the newly crowned Cruiser Corps champion? Do you think so?
I do.
I believe he has the size,
the athleticism, and most importantly, the experience. And Atlas Hightower's been in that spot. He's fought for that title. He's won that title. He's defended that title. And I think he's just going to be too much for Tanner Nix tomorrow night at Play Atlantis.
I agree with you. I mean, I like Tanner Nix. Don't get me wrong. He's a newcomer.
Oh,
he's
nothing
a
against
guy.
Tanner Nix. Well, you know, well-deserved. He won the tournament won the match, became Cruiser Corps champion, the elimination match.
Yeah, that was a great match. But you're kind of correct on Atlas being the greatest Cruiser Corps champion. But also, at the same time, it's going to be up in the air. Like I said, championships are going to be on the line. They're all going to be great matches.
Shout out to the second greatest Cruiser Corps champion of all time, El Ridiculoso.
El Ridiculoso. Yep, there you go. I agree with you on that. Joe Ridiculoso, man. I can't wait to see him again one day. He's a great challenge.
He's a junior heavyweight champion.
He's exciting. Yeah, he's exciting to watch. Joe Ridiculoso is a great talent.
Yeah.
High flyer.
I think it's just a matter of time before he comes, knocking for a shot at the Cruiserweight Championship, because before, everything was reset, I would say he was a top contender for that title.
Or even the light heavyweight championship. You never know.
Yeah, the junior heavyweight championship will be
defended
as well.
Yeah, the junior heavyweight
championship.
There you go. Yep, Jay Maynard will be defending against T.J. Myers. That's going to be one hell of a match. Who knows? That might be the match to steal the show. Who knows? But I kind of think the match that's going to steal the show, to be honest, is going to be the heavyweight championship match. You got a tables, ladders, or tables and doors match. It's going to be that's going to be one hell of a match. Like I said, the three-time PWAS champion, the dirty white boy, Chuck Stein, will be defending that championship against King Logan.
Yeah,
but you also
got to
think about it, that's going to be one hell of a fight match. But, also we got the tag team championships. I'm going to remind everybody the tag team championships are going to be online. The champions, Hot and Beautiful, the Hot Percy Drews and Peter B. Beautiful will be defending them titles against AEW's Capital Vice, man. The champs are probably even Capital Vice is probably even on the line now.
Not yet. Not quite yet.
I'm going to go on a limb and say every single title changes. I believe every single title can change. I do. Capital Vices, they wanted this. They wanted this match before the tournament crowned the champion. They challenged the champion.
And even before the champion knew they were champion.
Yeah, and Hot and Beautiful took that with a chip on their shoulder, and Peter B. himself came out and said, come get it if you want it. We want you. And obviously, Capital Vices, it was in their plans all along, as you heard here on the Rated R Wrestling Podcast.
On the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's going to be a great match.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And I believe they're going to be on the line pretty soon. Jason's probably trying to call in. And they're on their way to Michigan as we speak. I'm pretty sure they're here. Or probably even just touching Michigan.
They didn't come to leave empty-handed. They are coming long way, and they're coming to win the PWAS Tag Team Championships.
Oh, that's for sure. They didn't come to just laugh and giggle and just to have fun. They came to take something with them.
No, they didn't just come
to
fight. They come on a mission. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And Capital Vices, they've only gotten better. Peter B. Beautiful and Percy are a fairly new tag team. Again, Percy had a little less experience. Peter B. has tons of experience, and we've seen Peter B. can wrestle, and he wrestles well. He's been wrestling for a long time. The guy beat Kenny Omega early in his career in a wrestling match.
Yeah, early in his career,
But exactly. I think Capital Vices are coming too determined to take those tag team titles. They come too far, and they want those titles.
They're coming tunnel vision, basically. They're coming tunnel vision. They're tunnel visioning in them championships. That's
completely
it.
Focused.
The tunnel vision is towards them championships. They're not looking at who they're going to wrestle or who they're going to fight. They're looking tunnel vision to them championships. And that's it.
Absolutely.
Tunnel vision is it.
I believe.
That's what Capital Vice is going to bring you. They're going to bring that tunnel vision. Hot and Beautiful better watch out, because Capital Vices are what's going to cool them down. Capital Vices are going to cool down Hot and Beautiful, and they're going to stop their little tag team before it even started. I believe so.
Yeah, I believe so as well. It's definitely going to be a fun match to see.
Yeah, what are you coming back?
Yeah, but it's going to be a great night. I can't wait.
Sorry, I lost you.
It's going to be such a Yep.
Are
so
you
PWAS.
All, are you still there?
Yes.
Yep, we're here. Hello?
Yes.
Yes, we're here. Yes. But
okay.
Like I was saying, PWAS presents Summer of Champions tomorrow night. Open door, the doors open at 6:15. Melvindale, Michigan, play at Lammas. Summer of Champions, all championships will be on the line. Cruiser Court Championship will be defended. The Cruiser Court champion, Tanner Nix, will be defending his championship against two-time champion Atlas Hightower, the man that runs that ring. And then we got the tag team championships. The tag team champions, Hot and Beautiful, will be defending championships against AEW's tag team, Capital Vices. And then the heavyweight championship in the main event, or no, we actually got the junior heavyweight championship. Jay Maynard, Jay Menard, I'm sorry if I'm saying your last name wrong, will defend that newly won junior heavyweight championship against TJ Myers. And then the main event, like I said, the PWAS heavyweight championship will be on the line. The champion, three-time champion, Dirty White Boy Chuck Stein will defend that championship against Drag King Logan. That's going to be a killer of a show. If you love wrestling and you want to meet your PWAS wrestlers, your favorite PWAS wrestlers, come out. If you want to meet AEW tag team, Capital Vices, come out.
So the Drag King Logan versus Chuck Stein. Chuck Stein has finally now had a reign with the title. That lasted more than 24 hours. His other two reigns lasted less than 24 hours, but I think his reign ends. The Drag King, he's coming. He's coming hungry.
Yeah.
And I'm big on the Drag King, and, man, I see Drag King leaving the PWAS heavyweight champion.
Man. I don't know about that. I mean, who knows? Who knows? That can happen. But I want to have faith in Chuck Stein.
If it goes to a wrestling match, who has the advantage?
You're right. You're correct.
Logan, can Logan brawl with Chuck Stein? Hell yes, he can. Logan can brawl. Logan can out-wrestle Chuck Stein, for sure.
I was going to say that.
Logan, even during the quarantine, man, the Slay the Day movement, this guy is in tip-top shape. This guy is ready to go. Not that Chuck Stein isn't. He's been wrestling, you know, since he could. I mean, I've been seeing Chuck Stein myself everywhere. But, you know, Logan's in as good a shape as anyone. Logan can brawl with him, and Logan can wrestle with the best. Logan will be... The Drag King will be the new PWAS heavyweight champion Friday night.
Yeah, it could be like I said, it could be a possibility. But if Chuck Stein really wants to,
there will be no staple gun.
Staple
gun's not
going to
save him.
Yeah, you're right. That's correct. This ain't the Deathmatch Championship. This ain't another promotion. This ain't the other promotion. He's not going to use a staple gun. He's not going to use the barbed wire. But yeah, you're correct.
No, I mean, I expect to see a brawl.
No, but you know what?
But
you know what?
I think it's going to come down to wrestling in the end. That match is going to come down to wrestling.
There are going to be tables and doors.
Yeah,
there are going to be tables and doors.
It's going to be a brawl, but I believe it's going to come down to wrestling, and Logan's ability to out-wrestle Chuck Stein will outweigh any advantage Chuck Stein has out-brawling Logan, because I think Logan can take whatever Chuck Stein dishes out. And, you know, that's my prediction for the heavyweight championship, is that Logan will prevail. And that definitely
has
could
Logan
be
ever
the match
been
of the
PWAS
night.
Heavyweight champion? I don't think so.
I don't believe so. He's been quite a decorated champion, though. He was quite a few defenses of BCWA Alliance Championship. The blue belt, it's like diamond shaped. They Logan defended
that
off the Death Threat Army. He's, you know, and the Death Threat Army, I mean, they got some really technical wrestlers, but, you know, some brawlers too. And, you know, I've seen him brawl with Congo Kong, brother. So I'm telling you, Logan can brawl, and he can definitely out wrestle Chuck Stein.
That's the definite. That's no doubt. There's no doubt about that. I can definitely see him out wrestling Chuck Stein. There's no doubt about it. Chuck Stein, no disrespect.
So who do you
buddy.
See winning? Who do you see walking out as the heavyweight champion?
Man.
Your buddy Chucky, two belts? or the mighty Drag King?
That's a hard one to say, but I'm going to say if it's going to – because like I said, it's going to – like you even said, it's going to be a brawl. That, like I said, there's tables and doors that are going to be used, and Chuck, that's somewhat of Chuck's advantage. That's somewhat of his play yard, if you look at it. Because there might not even be no rules.
I absolutely agree.
If you look at it, there's probably not even going to be no rules if there's doors and tables that are going to be involved.
Oh, absolutely. The match is geared to Chuck Stein's strength. It absolutely is. I've seen Logan challenge for the Extreme Intense Championship at XICW. You know, I've seen him brawl with Congo Kong. I'm sure Chuck knows what he's in for sure.
Well, I'm pretty sure
but
he knows.
I think the trend will continue that poor Chuck will not defend the PWAS championship. He's never successfully defended the championship. This will be the first time in three reigns if he can defeat Drag King Logan. And will that be in the back of his mind? Maybe.
You're right.
Because Chuck told me himself, this time I'm going to hold it for more than 24 hours. He said it jokingly.
Yeah, I remember that.
You know, he knows he wants to defend that championship. He needs to defend that championship.
Oh, yeah. That's
and another
sure.
advantage
that's
he brings, he will have in his corner the all-intelligent guru.
The man of managers. The guru.
The man of managers will be in this. But I don't see the man of managers getting involved. But I do see Dread King hashtag beating up the guru if he gets too close.
Yeah, no, that's for sure. And I can't wait till tomorrow night. Tomorrow's night is going to be just summer of champions, summer of fun is what they should call it. But they have to put the championships in there. So, I mean, summer of champions, I'm going to call it summer of fun. Because we're going to have fun, no doubt.
Yeah, and I love Play Atlantis as a venue. It's, man, so much parking, and the way it's set up, man, it's, like, closed in, but there's plenty of room, and the chairs are all spread out like they're supposed to be, you know? And
exactly.
It's a good time, and it's a great venue. Like I said, tons of parking, tons of room. I don't like to be crowded so much, but...
No, definitely. But yeah,
definitely
it's going to be
venue.
I got a couple people coming too. My coworkers are going to be coming, and then there's a couple more people that are going to be making their way. So it's just going to be a great, great, great night.
Yeah, I'm bringing a small army myself.
Ooh, we're going to have fun.
Yeah.
We're
yeah.
going to have
hey
so
guys,
much fun.
Hey, guys, Capital Vices are here.
Awesome.
Okay. Awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome AEW Tag Team Capital Vices back to the show. What's going on, brothers?
What's up?
Not too much, not too much. Excited for you guys to be back on, and we hear that you're back, making your way back to the D while we're speaking, or you're probably even here now.
Yeah. Nah. We in Ohio right now. I think we like 45 short of Toledo. You know, one thing about the Capital Vices, the way we roll, we took a little pit stop in Ohio at this little man-made water, little lake. It had all these, like, zip lines and slides and all these different things. All these different things to, like, work out on. We're all gassed and blown up more than in the ring, man. We got beat up today.
Oh, man. So, How's everything going besides that, man? And are you ready for tomorrow? You excited for tomorrow to take them PWAS Tag Team Championships from Hot and Beautiful?
Oh, yeah, man. We ain't driving all the way up to Detroit to lose.
So how far did you guys, how far are you traveling, give or take, to challenge for the PWAS Tag Team Championships?
With pit stops, roughly 14 hours.
14 hours, like I said, those guys didn't come to dance. They came to leave with hardware. And you're talking to the new PWAS Tag Team Champion.
That's most definitely. We were just talking about
that. And the thing that people got to remember is this is only happening because of you guys.
That's true.
We appreciate that.
Thank
we appreciate
you.
The love, man.
Hey, you
we
said
you
wanted the smoke.
And
we
got
the smoke every which way.
The indie scene just came up in conversation. You specifically mentioned you wanted the smoke.
1,000%.
That was correct. That's
oh,
correct.
I'm excited. We will be there.
No, I'm most definitely excited.
And
most definitely, man.
I got a little crazy side story to tell real fast. So,
let's hear it.
All right, so you know how every wrestling fan or every wrestler or every wrestling fan or whatever is a fan of action figures, right? Wrestling figures. Like, we grew up idolizing the play of the toys. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Definitely.
So,
for sure.
August 1st, the AEW figures were supposed to come out. And I guess due to COVID and due to some botches, they haven't hit the stores. And now they're selling for, like, astronomical numbers. And, you know, like, I was skeptical on the fences if I was going to get any or not. But then when I saw that they were so sought after and the numbers on them, you know, I'm going to grab them. They're some of my boys. You know, they just put us on. You know, that's my company. I respect them. So, like, we was going to go out of our way to get them. So we were checking all these different spots, and my buddy's a manager at Walmart, so I have, like, this SKU checker, and we found them in Ohio on our way up. We stopped, walked in, and they haven't put them out yet. Now I want you to understand that they have this big display, a big cardboard display. It's huge. It's, like, got, like, 8 slots on the front. It's probably about 5 feet high, about 4 feet wide. And it's got AEW figures on the top, belts in the middle, and UFC figures at the bottom. So we get a manager to come over and we tell her, look, if you can bring that out, we'll buy it all. And if we buy it all, can we have the whole thing? She's like, well, I'm not sure. And then she did her like research and found out that they were only going to get this in. So we literally just dropped $1,000 and just bought the whole case shrink wrap. So I'm jammed in the back seat because in the whole side of the car is a big black case of all the AEW figures, UFC figures, and belts because we bought the whole place $1,000 worth of this shit.
Do you have enough room for
bro.
Two more belts to come back?
Bro.
Y'all might have to wear
right.
them home.
You got a lot of merchandise.
Well, yeah.
You're going to have two more.
Yeah, either way, we can go. So here's the deal. We have two of our students with us, and our students are breakout stars. We have Isaiah Frazier with us, and he's on the podcast now because he's on speakerphone. He's our heavyweight champion of crab wrestling. He's wrestled Nick Aldis for the NWA title. He's been in the ring with Jonathan Gresham, Fred Jehy, you know, Sanjay. He's been, you know, worked Evolve, did seminars, dojos. He's our top student for the past 4 years. And then you have Mikey Banker,
wow.
who's our United States champion, and he's a student of ours too. And they're both wrestling on the show tomorrow and wrestling on Saturday. So, you know, they come up with us and they love the Motor City, but they're
awesome.
Here in the car right now. They're on the podcast as well. So they're just as fired up as we are to come show what we do and represent, you know, our whole territory.
Oh, most definitely. We appreciate
awesome.
You guys, and most definitely – it's going to be awesome, man. And
I'm
excited,
to,
man.
You know, make a huge impression so they can maybe challenge for some titles when you guys come back in September to defend those things. Most definitely.
Yo, I was telling my man a minute ago, I was messaging him before I got on this podcast, that we are headed to Detroit now. When we get up here, we go to my little local hometown dive bar. It's Three Nicks. It's my favorite. They have the best wings in Detroit, and that's my spot. That's my, every time I go, that's like walking in home. They know my name, and that's where I go. So I was telling everybody, and I'm going to show it out there on the podcast now. Fuck it, everybody can know. We're going to be there like 8. If y'all want to meet up for some drinks with the Vices, have some wings, and see how we get down. I mean, that's what we get ready to do for a minute.
Okay. You heard it, guys. If you want to hang with Capital Vices from AEW, they're going to be at Three Nicks. They're going to be drinking it up. They're going to be smoking that stuff up, and they're going to be having fun. And I'm pretty sure that you guys would like that. And then, I'm going to see what we can do after the show. Show ends at 8,
Yes. So
we're going to see what we can make happen.
We're going to get ready. That's how we get ready for tomorrow, man. That's how we're getting ready.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. Like I said, we're going to see what we can make happen. Show ends at 8. And I'll talk to my podcast partner after the show. We'll see what we can make happen.
Got you.
That's absolutely
so
awesome.
Pro Wrestling All-Stars is tomorrow. What's everybody got going on Saturday?
Saturday,
XICW has a show that sold out, a house party event, and Horror Slam is also doing an undisclosed location show at 3:00. Contact Rachel Green for details, and I understand you guys might be making an appearance there as well.
Well, I'll be 100% honest with you. This is what I'm going to tell you. You named a couple of shows going on tomorrow. I don't see why the Capital Vices can't show up and make a little bit of noise at both.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't come up to the Motor City. We don't come up to the Motor City to play any games. So, I mean, everybody's on notice. If there's a show in Michigan and we're in town, we're coming.
Give us the address. We'll be there.
You heard it from everybody.
There is a slight overlap in those two shows. The Horror Slam show actually starts an hour or two before the XICW show. And to give you an idea, if I'm thinking about where I think Horror Slam's undisclosed location show is going to be, I would say they're within an hour apart.
Yeah,
I know for sure where the XICW house party is. It's in Pontiac. And I believe Horror Slam's going to be downriver.
Yeah, so I believe that a vehicle can get you from one spot to the other with adequate time to do both. That's just what
I have seen guys work downriver and in this area in one night. I've seen it many times in this area.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've done it. I've ran shows up and down fucking Michigan in the same day. But what I'm saying is people's done things, but we do things, and this is the time to do it. So we're here. You never know where the Vices are going to pop up, and that's starting tonight, Daddy.
Oh, that is exciting. Capital Vices weekend here. The summer of Capital Vices.
In the D.
That's what we're going to call the whole weekend.
We did a TV tapings last weekend in New Jersey for OTW. They have a TV and an internet show that they do. So we filmed footage for them for the next 2 months. It was a grueling day of tapings and promos and stuff. But, I mean, high-quality talent and just a phenomenal show. We really filmed some really good stuff. If you guys want to check that out, that's on YouTube, OTW The Canvas. It's really good stuff out of Jersey. Put out some high-quality wrestlers. They're going to do a tournament for the title. So we are actually the tag team champions at OTW, and we're going on almost a 2-year run, and we've defended the titles against some of the best in the business. But coming up, we're going to be in the heavyweight tournament, which is very rare for the Vices to do singles matches. But we're both in the tournament. We strategically set that up because, you know, I felt like the tag team division is being overlooked there. So, you know, we're grinding, man. We're in Jersey last weekend. Next weekend, we're in West Virginia. The weekend after that, we're in Virginia Beach. The weekend after that, you know, we might pop back up in Detroit, man. We got a lot of things we're working on right now. Indiana,
we
got some things we're doing, man.
Wow.
You guys are busy. That's how it's supposed to be. That's how a businessman does it. You got to stay busy.
One thing that I challenge guys in the business And, you know, there's certain guys that make this their motto or their hashtag. But I've been doing this shit for 18 years. Not local. This shit's not local. We're not just fucking guys that get over in fucking one territory or stay in one area. And, you know, we can't wait for the weekend to come wrestle in our town. Nah, we're coming, dog. Coming here, we're going there. We're coming here, we're going there. You don't know where you're going to see us. But I'm going to tell you this, wherever there's quality wrestling, you're going to see us. And we're going to pop up, and you just don't know where what we're going to do. But I promise you, we are not local. You're going to see all the time. You're not going to come to a show next weekend and see the Vikings in Michigan. That's just not a thing, because next weekend we're somewhere different. But, you know, Michigan's home to us, and that's where we love, and that's where my heart's at. So any opportunity I can be on any of these shows or be home or break bread with my boys like tonight, fucking I welcome it, man.
Don't sleep. We're only here for the weekend.
That's why, as a fan, I appreciate your passion, and that it shows to a lot of wrestling fans that are passionate about wrestling. It shows those guys when you see them, you know, it shows, especially tag team wrestling. There's still great tag team wrestling. I love tag team wrestling, you know, good tag team wrestling, good storytelling tag team wrestling. And it's so awesome that you guys are passionate about it and you're, you know, doing it so passionately on a, you know, national scale at this point, you know, working towards a global scale. And I appreciate you guys. I'm excited to see you this weekend, maybe all over town.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, it's easy when, you know, you got two hearts beating as one. You know, fortunately, you know, we're business partners. We own a couple businesses together. I currently live in one of his houses in Richmond, Virginia. We know we've lived together before that for 4 years. So, you know, we're in this together. So, like, we don't take other bookings. We travel together. We do everything together. So, you know, and our two students are like us. They're always with us. You know, we're like one family. We always move as one. But we always have the greater good of, because that's what we are. We're ambassadors. Like, our time at AEW wasn't about us or putting us over. It was there for us to absorb information and learn how things operate there, come back and teach our students better, or come to make shows better. Like, it's never about us. It's never – that's just not how I work. That's not how I operate. It's about being an ambassador for the business and, you know, opening other doors for people and, you know, making a brotherhood and connection everywhere you go so the doors continuously stay open and you can have growth because you're not just staying local, but you come back and you give back to that territory or you share your matches or you share your passion. But the passion is something that's never wavered in my 18 years. And when it does, I'll hang them up, but I don't see that ever stopping because all I can think about is wrestling, man. Whether it's buying action figures, getting in the ring, watching footage. I mean, it's just, I eat, breathe, and sleep, man. So the car rides, doing the drives, nothing, man. It's just seeing sights and eating. Life's about getting that square circle and figuring it out.
That's definitely, that's definitely, man. You said everything to a T, man. That's most definite. And wrestling, the wrestling business is a brotherhood, and it's all about the brotherhood if you're in it. And it's like the mafia, basically, and you might as well call it the Wrestle Mafia, because you guys, you know what I'm saying, you share your passion everywhere. You guys don't stay local, but you love where you came from, and you know where you came from, and you don't let that change. You don't let that change you for nothing, and that's the best thing about it. You know what I'm saying? Because you could have left the Michigan scene and left it in the rearview mirror, but you didn't. You always knew where you came from, and that's the shit.
Right. And I appreciate you noticing that, because all it took was to get on the podcast, you guys talk about it, and we'd be about it. You know what I'm saying? And that's how it happened. So that's what I'm saying right there. That just proves, like you said, we're coming back for a reason. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and it's trying times of COVID and everybody trying to keep it together. We just appreciate the ball moving, and we're here to help make sure that thing stays greased and keeps moving.
That's for sure. That's for sure. And then we likewise appreciate the love that you guys are giving us in the same difference. You know what I mean? And now, like I said, that's what it's about. It's about showing love to no matter what, because everybody in the business work hard to you know what I'm saying, to give love to the business. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's about. It's love for the business all the way.
Yeah, man. Everything that we can do for it, like I said in the past, it's all we're trying to do is just be the ambassadors of wrestling. Everything we do is for others and do better along the way, man. It's just it's the life we love. It's the life we live, man.
That's for sure. And you guys, like I said, we appreciate the love. And we're going to let you guys get to the road. And me and my partner is going to speak in a little bit. And we're going to see what's going on, you guys. See what's going on in 3 minutes.
Yeah, 3 days on Van Born.
Yeah, for sure. I know exactly. I love that place. I love their steaks. Their steaks are great.
Well, we got a lot. We got a lot of food that we got to eat while we're here. This is our first stop, man. I mean, Detroit is just the home of food, man. It's amazing.
Hold on, real quick, before we get off this, I'm pretty sure you guys owe us a good meal in a new spot too while we're here. That's something I'm holding y'all to.
New spot. You got to be impressive, man. Because I'm not saying expensive. That does not equal impressive. We're talking about some. It could be a nice, beautiful dive. Just some good quality food, man. I mean, there's so much out there.
I might have a spot that you don't know. It's in Troy, if you know where that is. It's a little hole-in-the-wall Mexican restaurant called El Guanaco.
Okay. What? Tomorrow night after fucking Pro Wrestling All-Stars, we're down for whatever, so we'll figure it out after tomorrow night.
And then
we'll get Saturday before the shows.
And then, then we'll get some Coney after that. We'll get some Coney. We got to find a coat. We got to go somewhere.
Don't bloat these guys, dude. They got to – don't get them too bloated.
Nah, Coney's is where it's at.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. I mean, look, this isn't no Pat and Gino's land. We know that, so we got to come up here, and we know it's all about the Coney. So, you know, we've done the – which one is this? Is it the Lafayette and the
– American.
American. So, we've hit that. Now we need to know where the true spots are for these Coneys.
Okay, I know that. I know where that's at. That's gonna be Alpha, either Alpha on 4th Street, even
Hold up. The rule is, if you're coming with Coneys, it has to be somewhere they've never been. So, dude, you better shoot a hell of a shot here, pal.
Right.
Alpha's great. Alpha on 4th Street. Right, we're on down, Green.
It don't make no difference to us.
Have you been there, though?
Alpha right there. Alpha.
Nah, if we'd been there, I would have said something.
Add it to our rotation.
Okay.
We need it. Like, we know when we come up here, we're doing buddy.
Alpha's
we
good.
Know when we
Alpha's
come
good.
Up here, we're doing 3 minutes.
Bucharest. We do the
Bucharest.
Swarm. We do our swarm of Bucharest. Then we go over to Chantilly's over in Dearborn and get all of our sweets. or we go over to Hamtramck and get sweets, too, because you know what I'm saying? Them Polacks know what they're doing out that jet, too, mate.
On skis and all that good stuff, man. Lord have mercy.
Might even go over to
man, yeah.
Country. I don't know. And then see what Zeke's talking about. I know Zeke's on here. Tell that nigga Zeke we coming through. Get that bike ready. Ride through, son. We're going to get some of the miles in that spot, man.
It has some of the best space to lay.
Oh, yeah.
Too.
We got – hey, no, man, hey. You know what? I might hook something up to my spot. We're going to barbecue, too.
Oh, yeah, nigga, now we talking too.
Yeah, we'll do that. Fuck
that
it.
Was Day-Day's plan because we weren't confident we could come up with a Coney spot you'd never been to. I got to admit. Because, man, you guys were awful confident that you had hit them all. And I said, man, I know this awesome Mexican place, man. Oh, it's phenomenal. So, you know, really good. And he's like, well, I'll barbecue.
We'll do that. Barbecue some big ass steaks. We'll get some shish kebabs. We'll get some corn on the grill too. We'll get some things going.
Let's do it, brother. I'm ready. We like an hour from the line, I think. We an hour from the state line.
Well, that's
nice.
Yep. So like I said, we'll let you guys drive a little bit more, and then we'll figure out what's going on after the show, but we'll let you guys drive, and we'll talk in a little bit.
All right, man. See y'all soon. Love you guys.
Love y'all so much.
Thank you, guys.
Love you guys, too. Thank you, guys. Capital Vices, you guys, was on the line. Anybody want to give us a call, area code 646-668-8672. But you guys, the Cruiser Corps champion is on the line. What's going on, Tanner Nix?
Hey, not a lot. What's up, guys?
Not much. How does it feel? Well, I'm sorry. Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. You know, you're always welcome. And, man, I'm excited for tomorrow to see you defend your Cruiser Corps Championship against Atlas Hightower.
Right on. Yeah, thanks, guys. Yeah, I appreciate you having me on and everything. Yeah, I just wanted to call up and, you know, weigh in a little bit about the match. You know, I know I know what everybody's thinking. Oh, his first title defense. Dude's got Atlas Hightower. Big, tall, huge guy. He's way bigger than him and everything. But I just want to make it perfectly clear to everybody that I'm not worried about Hightower. And I intend on making the cruiserweight Cruiser 4 title. Everybody calls it the cruiserweight title, but it's not. It's not about how big you are. It's about your style of fighting is what I'm trying to get across. So I'm trying to make this the title of Pro Wrestling All-Stars. You know, I'm trying to elevate it. So, yeah, I just want to hype it up a little bit, let everybody know what I'm trying to do, let everybody know that I'm not worried about Hightower and that it's going to be a great match, you know. Come on out. All the other titles.
I expect a great match,
too,
indeed.
You know?
Yeah. That'd be awesome, too, man.
But I think you should be worried about Atlas Hightower. This isn't the type of guy you want to take lightly. He has a size advantage, a strength advantage, and an experience advantage, and he's been the Cruiser Core champion. He's been at that level. I think you should worry a little.
Absolutely, man. I totally get what you're saying. And I didn't mean to come off as like, you know, I'm taking him lightly. I just meant to come off as in like I enjoy a challenge. You know, I look forward to wrestling him, but at the same time, I'm going to have to do to him what I have to do to everybody, and that's find a weakness and exploit it and, you know, do what I can with it. So, I am taking him seriously, you know what I'm saying? I understand he's a 2-time Cruiser Core champion, he's obviously a threat, you know, pun intended.
Oh, and he is a part of a threat.
A win over Atlas Hightower would be huge for your credibility all over the Midwest. It would
most definitely.
And so how concerned are you with the threat at ringside?
Well, it'll be a distraction for sure, you know. I'll be having a conversation with the referee beforehand, you know, just telling him to watch yourself and, you know, don't get distracted. Keep your eyes on the match, you know. But it's always a problem, you know. I'm honestly, you know, like a little bit of me's hoping that he comes out there by himself and faces me like a man, you know. If he's got the, like you alluded to earlier, he's got several advantages on me, so to speak. So I don't see why he wouldn't have a problem coming out to the ring by himself, you know.
So is there any?
You've definitely always done everything.
Is there anything that you would like to say to Atlas Hightower as you're on the line right now, as you go on to try to defend your Cruiser Core Championship against him tomorrow night at PWAS Summer of Championships?
I just want to let him know, man, that I do have a game plan, and I do look forward to executing it, and that I'll see him in the ring.
All right. Well, I mean, I believe that the 2-time Cruiser Core champion is on the line now. So, I mean, Atlas Hightower, welcome to the show, brother. Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. The man who runs the ring, the 2-time Cruiser Core champion.
2-time, huh? Last time I checked, it could have been 3, but whatever. How you guys doing? I'm fine.
The greatest Cruiser Core champion of all time. Actually.
There you go. You got that right.
The man who runs the ring. So, Tanner Nix is on the line. Mr. Hightower, is there anything you would like to say to him before you challenge for his Cruiser Core Championship?
Right,
yeah, he's on the line.
Well.
Yeah, I'm here. What up?
First of all, I don't even know who is this dude. Who is he?
It's Tanner Nix.
Does anybody know Tanner Nix? What the hell is a Tanner Nix? What is that? Like, what? Like a tanning salon or what? what, like, who is this guy? I never even heard of this guy. Probably seen him.
Yeah.
Never know his name, but what's a Tanner Nix, though? What, like, what is that? Because I heard just a little bit ago that you said that this is a challenge, right? You're right. This is a challenge, but this is more than just a challenge. This is the opportunity for you to not just show a pro wrestling all-stars, not just to show Michigan. This is a chance for you to show the whole world what you are made of. Do you know what you are dealing with right now, bro? 6'3", 209 pounds, pure athleticism. I'm the best athlete around. So, tomorrow night, Tanner Nix, whatever the hell your name is, Tanner Nix, can I call you Tan? Can I? I'll call you whatever the hell I want.
You call me Champ. You call me Champ.
Well, you are the champ right now, right?
Champ. Yep. That's kind of true.
You are the champ right now, right?
That's
and
right.
And tomorrow's going to be different because you won't be the champ no more. I'm going to be the champion. You know what? I hope that sometime in the near future you play back on this podcast and hear how green, how so humble, how so green boy you are. Oh, I just ready to have a match. I don't want to take them lightly. You're doing with a grown-ass man, kid. I've been doing this for 13 years to my house. So tomorrow night, I'm going to allow you to sit in my house while I beat the living shit out of you and take your Cruiser Corps title. Because I'm not going to let some young kid who's been in the business for what? A cup of coffee and tell me what he's going to do? No. I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do because I'm a grown-ass man. And tomorrow night, because I'm a grown-ass man, I'm going to show you what I'm made of. And I hope that town cheers you on. I hope they are for you because that is all that you are, that is all that you need when you're in the ring with me. But brother, so hear me out on this, man. Hear me out on this. Everybody who you worked with, everybody who you wrestled with, there ain't nothing compared to Atlas Hightower. I'm Atlas Hightower. I run this ring. And Tanner Nix, I will see you tomorrow. Bring that long pretty hair of yours. Bring your baby face, go happy attitude with that title that is mine. And I hope to see you tomorrow, buddy. Put up
Whoa.
A shout-out.
Shout-out. Wow. Fire. All on the Radio Wrestling Podcast.
All I know is. All I know is I would be awfully, awfully embarrassed if I let somebody that's only been in the business a cup of coffee walk into my house and take it over so quickly. Tomorrow, High Caps, you're going to have a hard time running the ring
the High Caps.
When I take your 6'3" ass and chop your kneecaps out of the side of your legs.
Oh,
I'm not worried about you.
Now. You got
you're
going to
be crawling around the ring,
see, talk
bud.
Is cheap. Talk is cheap, buddy. Talk is cheap, okay? Talk is cheap off the damn phone, man. You're on a podcast right now. It's Thursday night, August 13th. The match is August 14th, which is tomorrow night. And guess what? I'm going to mop the floor with you, buddy. You can believe that. I'm not the one to fuck with.
Yeah, well, I'll believe it when I see it.
I know the hell
you're
dealing
with. I'll
believe
it when I see it.
Yeah, you'll believe it when you see it. Yeah, you know what? You better believe it because you're going to hear it. And tomorrow, you're going to see it and you will feel it. Goodbye. Thank you for having me on the show. Everybody have a good night.
Appreciate it. All right, Tyler, you have a good one, buddy. Hey, man, Tanner Nix, wow. Are you ready for tomorrow night, man, to defend that championship? Do you think you could defeat Atlas Hightower, man? Like I was going to ask you earlier also, man.
So Atlas
yeah, I,
he pretty much said that he was listening. He heard what Tanner said, and he didn't touch on the coming by himself thing. But it sounds like he's determined to beat Tanner one-on-one.
Yeah, that's actually true. That's actually true. He didn't touch up on that, and that might be the case. He might be coming out solo and might be coming out to take that championship one-on-one. I mean, this is going to be the tallest challenge that you probably face in your career.
Yeah, well, all I know is you know, being that the kind of guy that he is, I would not doubt if he brought every member of the threat to the ring with him, because he sounds scared. He sounds locked up in his house, in his room, yelling at the wall is what he sounds like. But if he doesn't, and he's got any balls down in his jock, he'll show up one-on-one. Because like he said, you know, he shouldn't be worried about me, so he should show up one-on-one and get it.
Yeah, this would be a great one-on-one match.
Yep, I'm looking forward to it.
I disagree, though. He sounds confident, and I believe he has a chip on his shoulder coming off, let's just call it a rough night with Chuck Stein last, you know, show. And I think he's very determined. But I also believe, you know, I predicted earlier that Atlas Hightower, his strength, his speed, and experience would, you know, prevail at the end of the night. However, anybody can beat anybody, and I tell you, man, you made me a believer when I seen you win that match. I was shocked, but you won the match, and it goes with what I've always said. Anybody can pin anybody's shoulders to the mat, and it can happen, and interference can backfire. I think Atlas's best chance is to come out alone, focused, and use his experience and athleticism to win the match and not to rely on the other things. However, I believe that Tanner Nix could pin Atlas Hightower's shoulders to the mat. It's not an impossible defense.
Right. No, that's not. It's not. And I totally agree with you, Greg. And, man, I can't wait till tomorrow night to see this match live. And hopefully Atlas Hightower does come out by himself and not come out with a threat. And we can see a great match.
So, Tanner, who else do you think you would like to defend the Cruiser Corps Championship against?
Well, in the future, you know, I would I pinned Movado to get the title. So maybe somewhere down the line I'd like to give him you know, it was a triple threat, so I'd like to give him a match one-on-one for it.
What about –
you know,
well,
and you really
– You pinned him. Is he worthy?
What about El Ridiculoso? Another former Cruiser Corps champion himself.
Exactly. Another Cruiser Corps or another former Cruiser Corps champion, you know. I'd love to give him a match. It's what I've been trying to do.
The second greatest Cruiser Corps champion in history.
Yeah, well, depends on who you ask. But, yeah, that's what I was trying to allude to earlier. You know, I want to make this the title, you know, of the show. I want the fans excited to come see the Cruiser Corps Championship. I want a main event with it. I want to elevate it to higher than it's been. And, you know, like Hightower, you know, he held it pretty high when he had it, mostly just because he's like 7 foot tall. But, you know, I'm taking it above that. I'm defending it. I'm gonna make it the title. You guys can mark my words on that.
Okay. Well, I believe somebody else.
I admire that you're such a fighting champion and that you're so eager to get in the ring with the best as your first defense against Atlas Hightower. And I absolutely believe your match can steal the show. It could definitely. Definitely
yeah,
have
like
the
we were
potential
speaking about
to be a
earlier.
Match
we did
of the
say that earlier. We did say that earlier.
I have always loved the Cruiser Corps Championship. I really have. The division's always been intriguing. The title, I believe, you know, and I that's why I call Atlas Hightower the greatest cruiser core champion, because I believe his reigns gave it the most prestige. And, you know, Ridiculoso also, you know, carried the title for a long time. Also a multiple time champion that, you know, what every time that title was defended, that was one of the best matches of the night, and it usually is.
Yeah, it does. Definitely. I totally agree with you on that, Greg. I've been to a whole lot of PWAS shows, and the Cruiser Court Championship has always been one of the most exciting championships to be defended, and the division itself, like you said, has been phenomenal. And, like, you got people like former Cruiser Court champions, as in, like you said, Atlas Hightower, Eric Ridiculoso. You got a whole lot of, you know what I'm saying, a whole lot of people that have defended that championship. And it's always exciting because it's always different kind of styles in wrestling. It's not just one set weight or anything like that.
Right, exactly. That's where it's at. It's not just, you know, I get people on Facebook that, you know, comment on my stuff, and they say, well, you know, they know Hightower, they know he's big and stuff, and they're like, well, how is he, you know, eligible, and how, and why isn't this guy, and this and that, and I always tell them the same thing. I tell them it's not the weight, it's the high-hitting offense, and it's not a particular style, it's just high-impact, your type of offense. It's a style, you know what I'm saying? That's how you're eligible for it. And, you know, and you're right, I think that's what makes it so special.
Right, most definitely. I agree with you on that, Tim. But yeah, it's most definitely something that I like. You could bring that championship to prestige again. Well, it always has prestige, but you know what I'm saying, in yourself, you know what I'm saying, and this could probably be one of the stepping stones that can make you one of the greatest cruiser core championships or cruiser core champions.
Yep.
Yeah, that's why I
you
like
know, getting the title is the first thing. Keeping it's harder. So, you know, I'm taking it one fight at a time, you know.
Definitely.
Yes, the champion should always, you know, be defending against the number one contender, which is, you know, the next best guy. So, you know, you got nothing coming but the next best guy.
Yep. Right.
Yep.
And that's a former Cruiser Corps champion himself, but I mean, is it not? Has Tanner's run in the ring stopped with the cruiser, with his former Cruiser Corps title runs, or is it Tanner Nick's time to make that Cruiser Corps championship and make him one of the great Cruiser Corps champions of all time? Which one is it going to be?
Well,
you got to find out in Melville, Michigan.
Defeating Atlas Hightower will be a good start.
Well, yeah, that would be definitely. But if you want to check out that match, guys, and many more matches, like we said, AEW Tag Team Capital Vices are going to be challenging for them tag team titles. You got a doors and tables match for the heavyweight championship as a main event, where the Dirty White Boy, the three-time champion, will hopefully successfully defend his championship against Dread King Logan. So, I mean, Tanner Nix, I mean, you're part of a big show tonight. Let's make sure, you know what I'm saying, let's steal the show.
Absolutely. I'm bringing my A game, so hell yeah. Well, I appreciate you guys giving me the time to get on here and let you know what the Cruiser Corps title means to me. And, you know, I'm bringing it tomorrow, and I'm keeping it. So hopefully we'll have many more interviews as your Cruiser Corps champion.
So where can we find you on social media?
I was about to ask that, yeah.
Right now you can find me on Facebook, you know, just my name, or you can find me on Instagram. I do have a Twitter, but you can follow me on Twitter. I'm not super active. It's all Tanner Nix. You can type it in. It'll come right up. You know, on YouTube, you can see my matches on YouTube. They get posted all over. You just type in Tanner Nix. But, just the main two, Facebook and Instagram, and then YouTube. And then that's pretty much it at the moment. I'm working on Twitter. One of these days I'll get up with it.
All right, well, yeah,
what
man,
about
we appreciate
Cruiser
you.
Cruiser Core Champion
right.
merch, when can we expect some of that?
It's in the works right now. I'm working on designing and getting them printed up and stuff. So hopefully in the next coming week or so, 2 weeks maybe at tops, I'll have a unveiling.
Awesome.
Well,
yes,
hopefully
let
the radar
us know.
Can
we'll
be
definitely
the...
give you some shares.
We'll be the first
awesome.
Ones to buy them. We'll definitely be the first ones to buy them. The Radar Wrestling Podcast will be the first one to buy them.
Right on. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you guys' support.
No, man. We appreciate you, man, because you do a lot for the business. As,
just don't plan on putting
the
belt on the shirt because you might not have it at the end of the weekend.
Whoa, Greg the Monk.
Hey, I know who's a high tower
well,
fan
saying.
Around here. I can tell.
He's the mark. You gotta give him credit. He's the mark.
Oh, no, I feel you
credit,
though.
Man.
I feel you though.
No, but I have faith in you, Tanner. But I mean, I'm not gonna lie. Me and Atlas were pretty tight, and I'm you know what I'm saying. I seen him wrestle, and I'm not saying that you ain't got a tall order, but you know, I have faith. You know what I'm saying? Maybe.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah, I feel you. Hey, man, I'll make a believer out of
you. Do
you
feel
no
like
problem.
The underdog? Do you feel like the underdog going into it?
Yeah, I kind of do. Well, see, I don't necessarily feel like the underdog, but when I get on Facebook and stuff, people are looking at me like the underdog, and it's a little bit, you know, makes me feel like it. But as far as when we get in that ring, like I said, I'm gonna execute my game plan, and you know it's gonna be as far as mental, we're gonna be on the same level. So
most definitely, but yeah, man, we appreciate your time and we appreciate you taking the invitation. And hopefully, maybe down the future, like you know what I'm saying, in a few weeks, we'll be able to talk to you again. But come as the Cruiser Core champion and still be defending that championship and making yourself one of the greatest Cruiser Core champions, man.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Hey, man, and I'm telling you right now, when I defend my title tomorrow, I will be calling back next time you guys do a show, just to let you guys know.
Next Thursday, 6:30. We'll be right here.
There you go.
On Open Talk
right
Radio, 313 The Flash.
And you'll be letting
right
all
on.
The listeners know, man, how you defended that championship.
Yep. Will do. Will do.
Or you can
right,
come
guys,
and
hey,
tell us how you're going to reclaim it.
Hopefully not.
Right.
Thank you, champ, very much for your time.
Have a good night, man. We appreciate it.
Because you are the champ, and you deserve it. You deserve the respect of a champion. You earn the title.
Yes, you do.
Thank you, guys. Hey, I appreciate it. You guys have a good one, too.
You too, man.
Thank you.
Good night. You guys, that was PWAS Cruiser Core Champion Tanner Nix. Tomorrow night he'll be defending his newly crowned Cruiser Core Championship against former Cruiser Core Champion and Atlas Hightower. And if you don't want to miss that match and many more matches to come, you got to show up at Melvin Dunn, Michigan at Play Atlantis for PWAS Summer of Champions. Such an exciting night tomorrow night.
And that's, you know, only half of the championship matches. Jay Maynard and TJ Meyer is going to be a hard-hitting affair. TJ, now, you know, I talked about the experience of Logan, and I talked about the experience of Atlas Hightower. Now we're talking about TJ Meyer going against the experience of Jay Maynard. TJ Meyer is one of the fastest rising stars. I've seen him in his first few months, and I see him now and how he's evolved. And, man, he's a hard hitter. He's a great wrestler. And I believe that TJ Meyer will become the junior heavyweight championship. That title has eluded him. He made it to the final against MM3 at Rouge Days. And, man, it was quite a tournament. I mean, Justin Pilgrim was in it. It was, a grueling tournament. And had MM3 in the final at the end of the afternoon and, you know, came up just short, gave MM3 hell. And it's no secret, you know, best on the fucking planet. MM3.
Yeah, definitely.
But, he took it to MM3. He was this close to defeating MM3 to be the first junior heavyweight champion. And then last month at, you know, PWAS, he came real close once again. And I'm glad he's getting the shot because he is the rightful number one contender. And I think he finally gets the junior heavyweight championship, and I think he's going to keep it for a long time.
Well, I mean, I can't believe where you're coming from because TJ Myers, I've seen him not face MM3 for the light heavyweight or the junior heavyweight championship, but I've seen him go against MM3 in another at Horseland for the Horseland interim heavyweight championship, and TJ Myers was a great. He almost, like you said, he gave it to MM3 that night, and I can believe it because I've seen him give it to MM3. He came up a little short, but you know that match was nonetheless great. And I've seen TJ Myers wrestle at Pro Wrestling All-Stars, I believe, twice. And I've seen him at Metro Pro Wrestling MPW, like, once. I've seen him a few times, so I can understand where you're coming from. Great talent.
So he's currently in the Wrestling with a Vet competition XICW has. And this is, like, pre-coronavirus. And, I mean, everything is still recognized as it was in XICW. But TJ Meyer and Dre Jacobs are a team, and he's like one of the last three teams left in the that competition. And and Alex Weir, and who's the other one? Oh, I'm embarrassed I can't remember. But it's another very, very viable tag team. I mean, it's a toss-up, but, you know, and he's joined the War Inc. faction with Dre Jacobs.
Hey, Greg, we got a caller on the line. We got a new caller on the line. Let's real welcome that person to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast.
Yeah, I believe this is Gina.
Gina?
Yes.
How's it going? Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast.
Thank you. I am gonna put Miller in his place once and for all.
Who?
I am going to put Chris Miller in his place once and for all.
Chris?
Hello?
Who's Chris Miller?
He's a CSW wrestler who likes to hurt people.
Oh,
okay. Oh, that's awful.
He's on the Russian.
Yeah.
Hey, is there somebody in the ring? Position.
Yeah, has he hurt somebody? Has he broken somebody's
ankle?
Yeah,
he hurt my buddy Steve. He was on talk show with C-Red. And I can't believe that C-Red just sat there and not try to help.
Oh, man, that's terrible. If you see your friend getting beat up or something, you gotta defend your friend. Because if Greg DeMarco was getting beat up, I'd be in somebody's face and stomping it in.
Yeah. So I can't wait. I know I called early.
Oh, it's okay.
I just can't believe. And then you get people telling me that Cody's no good, blah, blah, blah. But that's all right. Hopefully Cody wins his match in 2 weeks because I'm going to be there.
Oh, man, that's great.
Where's this event? Where's this event?
It's at Lake of the Hills. It's CSW.
What city and state is that in?
It's, I believe, Chicago?
Chicago.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
I'm just not familiar with the promotion.
CSW, Chicago Style Wrestling.
Okay.
It has people like Chris Coyote, Cody James, Steve Boz, TJ Steele.
Okay.
Awesome. And how often do they run?
They have shows every month, but this with the coronavirus, I know they had a show last March in Woodstock. That's the show that I went to support Cody. And then they had one, another CSW show in Franklin Park. That was Friday the 13th, but I didn't get to make it to that show.
Are you guys running outdoor events, or is there
this one at Lake of the Hills is an outside event.
Okay. Have you attended many of the outdoor shows that have been going on since the pandemic?
I went to a couple of those Zala Live shows that were outside events.
In the Chicago area?
The Zala shows are down here closer to where I live in Streeter.
Okay. So what are you seeing as far as turnout and, you know, how we of wrestling fans have reacted to the pandemic? Because, I mean, quite frankly, like in our area in the Midwest, we're in Metro Detroit, most of the core fans are still coming. There's, you know, a good 100, 200 people eager to see wrestling.
I know the Zala Live shows are limited roster, limited fans because of the COVID-19. I know. I'm not sure what it will be like for CSW's first show back, which is on the 29th of the month, last Saturday of the month, the 29th. I hope it's a good turnout for them. They deserve it.
Yeah, it's always fun to see your friends, too, you know,
yeah,
that you're used to seeing.
Yeah.
You know, my thing, I don't hang out in bars. That's where I see my friends, at wrestling shows. A couple weekends a month, you know what I mean? Friday or Saturdays a month.
And
that's how me and
Greg
got North.
I'm looking forward to the show at the end of the month. All I know is I'm waiting. I told Steve I was calling in. I was putting Miller in his place, and we'll see what happens when I go to the show that Saturday.
Yeah, well, you make sure that you stay on and wait for the gorilla position coming up next year, actually, in about 7 minutes with Steve Aaron.
Yes, 7 minutes. Steve Aaron's and the Macho Ghost. They always have a great show.
Yeah, they do.
They've
been super supportive with me getting to share my story about me being abused. And I couldn't have done it, like I said, I couldn't have done it without Steve and Martez and TJ Steele.
Yeah, Martez, awesome guy.
Yeah,
love that
guy.
Yes, he is the Flash 313, and without him, there'd be no us.
Everything on this platform.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys.
I'm hoping to maybe be able, hopefully, come up that way someday and meet you guys in person. That would be awesome.
That would be great. We would love to have you, and then we could take you to wrestling events out here.
Cool. I mean, I already know Steve, but it would be awesome to come and meet you guys because, like I said, I couldn't have the courage to tell my story, to speak out about the abuse that happened to me.
That's awesome. I'm glad that you got the courage to, you know, speak out about that. You never know that how life turns out and how you might affect others. Just, you know, just being there for him.
Yeah, I mean, it took the big step like three weeks ago on a Thursday night when I called in and I asked Steve if I could please share it, and I shared it, And then that Saturday, TJ was on John Bullard's podcast to share a story because something happened where it didn't get recorded all the way on Steve's platform. So I listened to it, and then I asked John if I could share my story with him, and I did. And lo and behold, I feel better. I still have a long ways to go. I can't wait to see TJ the last Saturday and actually thank him in person for his help. You there?
Yeah, we're here.
That's just,
most definitely.
Yeah, it's just so touching, and I'm so glad that, you know, you're able to, you know, release that and, you know, start to come to terms and heal from that.
Yeah.
That just, you know, it's really touching, and you never know that, you know, God gives you a platform that what it can do for somebody else, and it's just touching. I'm just speechless. And you're going to be an inspiration to somebody else hearing this. And, you know, your courage is going to give somebody else courage.
I hope
that
so.
Is most def-
it started, like I said, it started with TJ. And that's where he gave me the encouragement to be able to tell my story. But, and I had nobody. I had nobody on my side. And I had to do it
that's
all
the beauty
by
of the
myself.
Wrestling community.
Well,
there's
gained,
always
you
somebody.
You gained two more. Yep, there's always somebody. And you know, if you need to talk, you can always call in to us, and we'll be here to listen. And hopefully, like we said, one day we'll meet.
I hope
and that's
so.
What
that
I always say about this wrestling community and how we're there for each other. And, you know, some people don't even realize that we're some outcast-ass people, you know, but we can be there for each other. And, you know, I mean, we got, you know, rap type of people and heavy metal type of people, and
hello.
We all love this weird thing. And, you know, and it brings us together, and it allows us to, you know, be there for one another, and that's, wrestling is just so awesome in that way.
That is most definitely, brother, that's true. But you guys,
okay,
we got
I'm
less
back.
Than 3 minutes. We got 3 minutes left to the show. But we're gonna close out with saying stay tuned stay tuned for the Gorilla Position with Steve Aarons and Macho Ghost. Like we said earlier, there's gonna be a great show like always. But ma'am, it's been great talking to you. And like we said, if you want to come back next week to talk, we'll be here for you.
Thank you. So I won't hang up. I'll just stay on the line.
Okay. Well, Greg, like always, it's a pleasure, and we'll talk after the show. You guys have been the Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313. I'm your host, the Southwest Texan, with my co-host, Greg the Mark, We Them Dudes, Martez. Thanks, always. You're the rock of the platform, brother. Thanks, you guys.
Wrestling podcast, non-stop action, interested, we got that, the Southwest Texan, they cruise, Greg, the Mark, and Martez, they them dudes, welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast, non-stop action, interested, we got that, the Southwest Texan, they cruise,
okay.
Greg, the Mark, and Martez, they them dudes,
yo, it's your boy, they cruise, I'm out here making moves, how the hell can I lose when I'm the one that made the rules, all I see is the money, you can call this pay-per-view, the Rated R Wrestling Podcast, that's what we do. Let me introduce Greg, the Mark, and Martez. L. I run with winners, homie, I can't fail. You say you undefeated in a match, we gon' see. Open Talk Radio, the Flash 313. From WWE to NXT, all elite wrestling, we discuss these. We just trying to make a positive impact. We putting over every single wrestler who did that. Welcome to your death
welcome
match.
Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Non-stop action, interested, we got that. The Southwest Texas, they cruise. Greg, the Mark, and Martez, they them dudes.
never seen we